This is the Phantom from the World Wide Web. Welcome to Phantom Radio, presented by the Cable Company, the number one lane maintenance company in the world. Well, Phantom fans, this is Thanksgiving week, which means we always have a very special guest. And this week, it is a beautiful woman who is married to my best friend, the late Billy Hardwick. And all of us basically traveled together on the PBA tour for several years in the 70s. And she's the daughter of the former very respected Jim Facenti, who was the president of the Boeing Proprietors of Miami and also of Florida, along with being the vice president of the Boeing Proprietors of America. And she is also the proud and loving mother of the well-known TV personality and celebrity sensation, Chris Hardwick. And our distinguished guest was also married to PBA Pro Bowler, the late Jim Hills. So let's get her out here and learn more. So, Phantom fans, please welcome the stunning, intelligent, popular, and all-around nice person, Sharon Facenti Hills. Hello, Sharon, and welcome to the show.
Hey, Phantom. This is such an honor. Thank you so much for inviting me on. I'm so happy and proud of your show. I love it. I follow it. Let's do this.
All right. Well, Sharon, honey, I really appreciate you taking the time to be here with us on Phantom Radio. I know that you're very, very busy, and we used to be very close, but, you know, time and circumstance caused us to get separated. And then recently, I saw you on Facebook, and I just had to contact you. And, you know, then, you know, fortunately, we were able to meet at Billy's sister's house a couple of weeks ago, and it was great seeing you. So I got a lot of questions for you. So are you going to be ready for this?
I'm ready for this, and I want to say that I'm so glad that we found each other again. We had the most wonderful years together. Your family, you were, you know, my dad just thought the world of you. You were Billy's best friend. Christopher grew up with you, and it's so great. It was great seeing you, and it's great being here with you right now. So ask me anything.
All right. Well, we're not going to get separated again because I'm going to have you on often because there's so much I got to ask you. And I know that we're going to run out of time because, like I said, there's so much to talk to you about. But can I count on you coming back again in the near future?
You just name it. Anytime, and I'll be here.
Ah, fantastic. Well, you know, the first thing I want to know is what you're up to and a whole lot more. But I noticed on Facebook that you're living here in California. And I never thought that you'd leave Florida. Tell us, how the heck did you end up out here?
Well, it was a journey, and I lived a few other places after I left Florida. You know, Billy and I lived in Memphis, and then after we divorced, several years later, I met Jim Hills at our bowling center there, and then we got married, so Christopher and I moved to Denver, and then Jim got a great job opportunity out here in L.A., and so we came here, and that was in 1988, so I'm practically a Californian now. I feel as though I am.
Well, I mentioned that, you know, about you never leaving Florida, because
right.
I remember when we get down to about 80, you'd be freezing, you know, and then you'd go on the tour, we'd come out here to California, it'd be 75, you'd have to put on your mink coat because you were freezing all the time, so I'm glad that your body's gotten used to all that, but...
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I still get cold when it's below 80, but I love it, and I love it here, and I really wouldn't want to be anyplace else.
Ah, fantastic. You know, you were one of the wives out there on the tour, and, you know, that was part of the deal, and, you know, I remember standing back watching all the guys bowl, and all the wives would be giving me their dirty looks or smiling at me, but there was a couple of great wives, Alice Buckley and Joyce Lemongello. They were just awesome. Have you been able to keep in touch with those girls?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, I do stay in touch with Joyce and Alice. And, you know, it's just great that we forged the friendship so many years ago and that we're still in contact.
Yeah, they were awesome ladies, you know. I mean, just it didn't make any difference how their husbands bowled. They were just pleasant to me at all times. And as a matter of fact, I did email through you, Joyce, the other day. And and she got right back with me. She became a stewardess, and one time, I guess you call it a flight attendant, but one time I was on one of her flights, I was asleep, and she woke me up. She wanted to know, are you the Phantom? You know, it was it was great.
We had such great times in those days, didn't we?
Oh, it was something, you know. It's like the good old days. Sometimes when you're involved in it, you don't realize how good it was until you don't have it anymore. But
it was fun. It was fun. I used to sit outside of the bar with Earl Anthony. He was my buddy because we were the non-drinking, non-smokers. Mm-hmm. At the time, and we would sit out there and talk about real estate, and both of us got in the business, so that's, you know, how it went.
Yeah, I want to ask you about all that kind of stuff, and like I said, we're going to run out of time because there's just so much I need to know. I've missed seeing you, but, you know, I noticed on Facebook that you have a blog. Can you give us an idea what that's all about?
I haven't started the blog yet. I'm working on that and also possibly a podcast. But I've been really, really busy with a lot of things for Christopher. You know, I sell residential real estate, and I've sold him a lot of houses, but I do have my own business. So I'm busy with that and with him. But I have a very, very active Twitter account. I'm at Nerdist Mom on Twitter, at Nerdist Mom, and I have a big following, and I keep up with it. I communicate with everyone on there who communicates with me, and that's almost a full-time job, but it's great, but it's been really great.
I bet you've got a great following. You know, you're so personable, and you always have taken care of business, and I know if somebody contacts you, you'll get right back in touch with them, and you're very communicative, and that's just an awesome asset to have. But
thank you.
You know, without trying to be too personal, and I'm trying to catch up here, putting $20 into a 10-pound box, because I need to know so many things, honey, but I noticed that you've kept the name Hills.
Yes.
Can I ask you what the reason for that was?
Yes. Well, you know, I had a wonderful relationship with Jim Hills up until he passed away, even though we divorced after 11 years of marriage. But the main reason that I kept the name is because when I started in real estate here, I had been in real estate in Memphis and also Denver. But when I moved here and, you know, I built a name for myself in a business, and I didn't feel any need to, you know, lose the name. But also, I thought if I did, people that had been my clients for so many years might not find me or know who I was. So mainly for professional reasons, I kept the name.
Yeah, you know, and I'm not really a nosy person, but because we're such great friends and all that, I did know Jim. He was on the Pro Bowlers tour. Nice guy and all that, but
yes.
I asked you about it a little bit down at Billy's sister's house, and you said that he was just so wonderful to Christopher that you wanted to point that out. So
he was. He was a wonderful stepdad and role model for him, you know, being that. And you know, Billy was crazy about Jim, and so, you know, he was very, very happy that Jim, you know, was the stepdad, and he knew that I wouldn't choose anyone that wouldn't treat Christopher the way he should be treated, and he was a wonderful example for a young guy.
Oh, that was nice of you to say all that kind of stuff, because that's sometimes probably more than 50% of the time that word stepdad or stepmom is not a real nice connotation, but you know, having nice words to say about your ex, that's really awesome. And obviously, he helped out a lot with Chris because Chris turned out pretty good, I'd say, wouldn't you?
I think he turned out to be pretty much what I had hoped for. And I guess, well, actually way more than I hoped for. But as far as who he is and the person he is, and the way he conducts himself, that's what's important to me, and I'm just very proud of that.
Well, you should be proud of yourself too, honey, because I remember I was there when you were raising them, and I remember you used to read to them every night. You'd talk to them. You'd try to teach them as much as you could. You taught them manners. Billy helped by teaching them sports and all that, because I think he was like 3 or 4 years old. He was throwing the bowling ball like a pro bowler.
Was. Yes, he was. I think he was trying to copy Mark Rotho.
Yeah.
He had that cranker. You know, he used to love to throw that, and he's still a good bowler today. I mean, you know, he won the Chris Paul ESPN challenge a few years back. He just doesn't get a lot of time right now to bowl, but if he puts on his shoes and takes out the ball, he's going to shoot 200, believe me.
I know that. He had great form as a little kid, and, you know, he had a great golf swing. It was just a matter of what he wanted to do. I could tell you that back in the old days when he was coming up. He had so much talent. And I'll tell you, he had two wonderful parents, and, you know, I knew he's going to be a success at something. I just know what it would be. And like, I watch all that kind of stuff that he's involved with, and you said he doesn't have much time. I can understand that because he's on TV every night. Unreal.
Yes, he has so many irons in the fire, and obviously as his mom, I worry that he's doing all of these things, but he keeps assuring me that it's not work. He loves every minute of it. And so I just have to take comfort in that and try not to worry so much.
Yeah, well, don't worry. He's gonna keep doing whatever he needs to do, because, you know, I have followed his career. And, you know, I remember when he was working all night as a disc jockey, and he'd do stand-up comedian. You know, he did all kind of things. It's amazing that he hasn't been in the motion pictures yet, because what I'm looking forward someday is to have a story on Billy Hardwick's life. I think that would be a wonderful movie. So what do you think about that?
Oh, my gosh. Well, there's certainly enough material for a movie.
Yeah, it would have to be a continuation series, yeah.
Yes.
Part one, part two, like Rocky. Yeah.
I know. Exactly. That's great. That's great.
Yeah, so anyway, you know, I remember when I was living down there in Florida with you guys for a while, you had a brother, Jim. He ran the other bowling center. How's he doing?
He's doing great. He went back to school many years ago and got his MBA at University of Miami. And he owns his own company, living in Weston, Florida. And he's just the best. I mean, he's the mirror image inside and out of my dad, and I don't know what better thing I could say about anyone. You know, they're like my dad, but that's my brother, and that's who he is.
Yeah, you guys had a great family. Everything was so close. You guys loved each other. It was obvious to everybody, but I got a note here. I got to ask you. I'm going to get personal again, but it says, I want you to go ahead and brag about Christopher. Tell us something that we don't know about him.
Well, I touched on it a little bit, and I think in these times and, you know, in this business, a lot of people probably, you know, don't understand that even with his success and everything that has brought, he's just a really down-to-earth, caring person and a humble person, and he's just very grateful for everything, but, you know, he never takes himself too seriously, and as far as what people wouldn't know, I don't really know, because, you know, he's so big on social media. He was doing social media when other people hadn't discovered it yet. And so he's been very open. He was open about 14 years ago last month. He decided one day, I'm not going to drink anymore because I don't think it's healthy. I don't think it's good for me. I don't like the way I feel. And I'm just not going to do it. And that was 14 years ago.
Wow.
And so a lot of people may not know that, but he's pretty open about most things. You know, about his life. And he just says, it may not be for everyone. If you can drink and you know it's not a problem for you, then, you know, that's fine. But he says, I can't do that. You know, it was ruining his life, he felt. And
wow.
So he's, you know, that's just how he feels about his life. He doesn't project that on anyone else, but so many people come to him. Famous people have said to me that what it meant to them, that they went to him and asked his advice and help, and I didn't know about it. He obviously would never repeat it or talk about it. They told me, or I wouldn't have known.
Huh.
But he is very humble, and he's certainly good to his mom. And,
great.
And his wife, his beautiful wife. So I couldn't ask for more. Very blessed.
Well, you know, you did a wonderful job, like I said before. And, you know, I think if anybody would listen to, like, his podcast, they'd find out a whole heck of a lot about Christopher, especially the one interview that he did with Billy that went for about an hour and a half, something like that. But what a great interview that was. It was obviously before Billy passed away, and it was great that they were able to spend some time together like that. But if you
it really was. He is so happy that he did that. He's so grateful that, and it was wonderful. It brought them even closer together, and that, you know, that made me very happy. We were with Billy in August. He passed away in November. This is an anniversary coming up for us losing him.
Yeah.
And he was the picture of health, and he had had a minor surgery. And the doctor said that he had the heart, the blood pressure, and the cholesterol of a 30-year-old. And then he dies of a massive heart attack 3 months later. It was so stunning and so shocking. I don't think I've ever had a shock like that.
No, me neither, and I still can't stand it. And, you know, if you could, can you direct our listeners to how to get to that podcast?
Absolutely.
It's kind of tricky, but I think you could figure it out, right?
Yeah, actually, it's not as tricky as you might think. The easy way is to go to Nerdist.com, Nerdist.com, and then click on podcast, and then his whole network, he has many, 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 many podcasts on his network. And then, but the Nerdist podcast is the one that he conducts. So you just click on Nerdist Podcast and then look for the search bar, and you could put, you know, Billy Hardwick or Chris and his dad, and scroll through the podcast. I'm telling you, I mean, he's had Paul McCartney, who's never done another podcast, Tom Cruise, who's never done another podcast, Tom Hanks twice, Joan Rivers, he and she were very close. I thought for a while, she was texting him so many times, I said to him, is Joan Rivers going to be my daughter-in-law?
Uh-oh.
They were very close. So he's had Billy Crystal, I mean, just about every big name in the business. The podcasts are really great, and they're not about him, they're about the guest. But I'm so proud of the way he conducts them.
Yeah, they're fantastic, and I'm glad you're sending our listeners that way, because we're going to get to know a lot more about him. But I can tell by the old clock on the wall, my dear, that I knew
it's time.
We are going to be out of time, and I can't believe how quickly the time flies in this show. But I'm going to have you back on for the Christmas special, which is about 4 weeks away, so you stand by, so I don't want to lose you anymore. So thanks for being here, and I hope to see
you again
soon.
Well, you're not going to lose me. I'm not going anywhere, and I look forward to our next little visit here.
All right, honey. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And Phantom fans, that's going to wrap up another show for this week, and hope that you all enjoyed it. You enjoyed hearing from Sharon Facenti-Hulls. And we look forward to talking to all of you again next week. We'll have yet another interesting guest to talk to. And in closing, we want to thank all of our sponsors, EliteBowling.com, Storm Bowling Products, Stars and Stripes, America's Bowling News Magazine, and Brad Edelman from the High Roller, and also to Dave Kowalski. A nice shout out to him for being a good, loyal friend. So we appreciate all that they do. Keep us coming back to you each and every week. So for Phantom Radio, happy Thanksgiving. This is the Phantom.